This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military Thursday reported carrying out raids and destroying militant headquarters in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israel Defense Forces said Israeli troops conducted operations in the Khan Yunis area, including locating a weapons production warehouse. Israeli operations in central Gaza also included killing about 10 militants during the past day, the military said. The U.S. Acting Humanitarian Coordinator for Palestine said Wednesday the displaced Palestinians sheltering near Rafah along Gaza's border with Egypt have started leaving the area because they fear warnings by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of a military incursion before Ramadan. At a briefing in Washington Wednesday, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Wednesday the U.S. believes a ceasefire can be reached between Israel and Hamas, and that agreement is in the interest of Israel, it's in the interest of the Palestinian people, and it's in the interest of the broader region. Three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship Wednesday, the first fatal attack by the Iran-backed rebels since their attacks on merchant vessels began late last year. VOA and Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb spoke with VOA's International Edition about the attacks, the response from the West, and what happens if the attacks continue.
I actually posed this question to the Pentagon Press Secretary, Major General Pat Ryder, yesterday, and I asked him, I said, ships keep getting hit. Do you have enough resources in the Middle East to protect them? And his response, he didn't directly answer me, but he did say that the U.S. feels that it has enough in the region to protect. But he said if more is needed, that the U.S. isn't the only one that needs to step up here. There are allies that can commit crews and military weaponry and ships as well.
Babb said she saw that comment as a call on U.S. Western allies to step up and help address the Houthi attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden delivers his election year State of the Union address Thursday, where he's expected to discuss the economy, reproductive rights, immigration, and the Ukraine and Gaza conflicts. But the 81-year-old will also use the occasion to demonstrate he is physically fit and mentally fit for a second term. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
This election year State of the Union address gives President Joe Biden a one-hour spotlight for his re-election bid, letting him tout his work on issues voters care about. It's a tall order for any president. But Biden also faces opposition over something he cannot change. Chris Jackson is a vice president at pollster Ipsos.
The American public remains concerned about Biden's age.
The White House told VOA the president will focus on issues. John Kirby is White House National Security Communications Advisor.
He's very much looking forward to the opportunity to talk to the American people, to the Congress, and actually, quite frankly, the world. About all the incredible things that he has accomplished in these 3.5 years as President of the United States.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey Wednesday signed into law a measure aimed at protecting in vitro fertilization after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos should be considered children, prompting at least three Alabama providers to halt the procedure. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Both chambers of the state's Republican-controlled legislature passed the proposal on Wednesday, which protects providers from both criminal charges and civil lawsuits. Ivey said in a statement that while she expected there would be more work to come on this, quote, complex issue, she was confident the new legislation would provide the necessary assurances for IVF clinics to, quote, resume services immediately. However, the bill's sponsor, Republican State Senator Tim Melson, said the bill would not necessarily mean IVF providers could revert to business as usual. And he said some provider had told him they plan to start perpetually storing embryos that aren't implanted into a uterus. Democrats have seized on the Alabama court ruling as evidence that reproductive rights are under assault.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Despite a recent attempt to warm relations between the two nations, China has accused the U.S. of devising tactics to suppress China. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Yang Yi, China's foreign minister, spoke to media at the annual meeting of China's legislature. He said China's relations with the U.S. have improved since Presidents Xi Jinping and Joe Biden met in November. However, he said America has not fulfilled its promises. He added, if the U.S. is obsessed with suppressing China, it will eventually harm itself. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.